Blog Talk Radio.
And it's time for the Rad Reality Show. And tonight we talk Amazing Race. And it's going to be awesome. And thank you for everyone in the chat room. If you guys have a question, you guys can call in 347-237-5506.
Hello, everyone.
Hello.
This is Sunday, November 13, 2011. I'd like to thank you all for being here with us on the Rad Reality Show tonight for our Amazing Race Recap Show. My name is Cherry Garcia. I'll be your co-host tonight along with Paul from Minnesota. How are you doing tonight, Paul? You watching hockey?
Louie, wow. Yes.
We also have our host of the show who's also celebrating his birthday with us tonight. Happy birthday and welcome, Louie.
Thank you. Thank you for the early birthday wish. Two more days. Don't make me old yet.
Well, we have to celebrate with you tonight because we won't be with you Tuesday.
That's fine.
you gotta take what we can give you.
Yeah, I hear you, brother. I just I'm gonna one more year and I'm gonna be 50. I'm like WTF, capital letters.
Hey, from one old fart to another old fart.
It
means nothing to me. I don't feel how old I am.
I don't act my age either, Paul.
No, I just don't think of myself being 60, so.
No, God bless you, man. God bless
you.
You
know, it just doesn't feel that old. Hey, I got to ask you something. It's kind of a setup, and it's all up to Cherry. But I got to ask you, do you remember where you were last year at this time?
Oh, yeah. I was in Vegas. I was at the poker tournament in Vegas.
You were at poker tournament in Vegas.
Yeah.
And Ron did a real quick show, like one of his rare 30-minute shows on Sunday the 14th. And you called him from Vegas.
Yeah.
I'll tell you the very next night.
I was on top of the stratosphere. I was on top of it. I was in that big round thing overlooking Vegas when I called in.
I wonder if it was it as good of a view as from that tower on the show tonight? That looked neat.
Oh, that was very cool. Yeah.
Anyway, the very next night, here's my question for you. The very next night was the Manic Monday show. And, of course, Michelle was flying back from Vegas because she was out there as well.
Right.
But Ron did a show that night. And on that show, I'm wondering if you ever heard the podcast from that next night on Monday the 15th.
Did not.
Cool. This will make more sense whenever Cherry decides to... We got Bunny since I looked last, and we got Puff in the chat since I looked last. Hi, guys.
Hi, Bunny.
I don't know why I'm not getting into the chat room.
Let's go ahead and play.
Okay, don't.
For Louie.
All right, I want to set it up just a little bit more.
Okay,
it's just nice to have more people listening at the time. Okay, so like I said, Michelle wasn't there, and Ron asked Cherry to be on the air with him. So she is on the air with him, and they're talking back and forth and talking about Ron was a little upset that he forgot to wish you a happy birthday on the previous night when you called in on that Sunday night. So this is a clip from November 15th.
Paul, I'm going to have to interrupt you for a moment.
Oh.
I'm sorry to do that. Let's take a caller first.
I didn't.
Area code 606. You're on the air on the Rad Reality Show.
Hello.
Hello.
Mary, happy birthday, sweetie.
Hello, thank you.
Who am I speaking to?
It's Mary, and my birthday is today. My little girl Hannah's birthday is today. David Jr.'s birthday was Friday, Veterans Day. Our baby son Davy's birthday was Tuesday the 8th.
And so, which means you,
David
Parent,
Louie, you know who this is, don't you?
Louie?
Yeah, we know Louie.
It's David and Mary from the race.
Oh, shoot. All right. I'm so sorry. I love them guys. I love them to death. They're awesome.
Yes, I saw that it was Mary's birthday, and I extended an invitation to Mary because they have joined us a number of times. They actually sat in one night when you couldn't be with us. They came on and joined us in your absence, and they've been on with Cowboy a number of times as well, and our listeners absolutely, as well as we, adore Mary and David, and I wanted everyone to be able to wish them a happy birthday because everybody loves them, and yeah, they're like a Rad Reality family, members, and so I wanted all of our listeners to be able to say happy birthday to them, and I wanted to get them on air and everybody to be able to say happy birthday.
What a great surprise. Thank you so much. And guys, happy birthday, man. Happy birthday.
Well,
I just married
Aoder.
Oh, David.
Gary, you say that my brother was born November 1st. My sister's born November 17th. Me, I'm the 15th. And my grandmother, God rest her soul, she was the 18th. But I have a lot of close friends that are born either on my day or the day before, like between.
Me
the,
too.
Yeah.
And
I say Valentine's Day, people get really busy.
You want me to take out on the Amazing Race, somebody else's birthday? A lot more racers' birthdays today.
Because, let's see, on season 10, half of Bama, Lynn, her It was Friday with David.
She's born on the same day, same year.
And on season 10, half of Tom and Terry, which is Tom's birthday, is today with me.
The 13th.
Oh, my
goodness.
And then,
like, season 11.
On the All-Stars.
Jill's birthday was today with me. And I think Vito's birthday was Friday with David.
Wow.
Yeah, both races, we had people born, you know, we were born on their day or they were born on our day.
That's a happy birthday to a lot of people.
Yeah. So I'd like to say happy birthday to Tom, Vito, Jill, and Lynn.
My goodness.
Well, everybody in the chat room are passing along happy birthday wishes to everyone that was mentioned, especially Mary and Louie. And I need to throw my one in, and that's my dad, whose birthday was November 2nd.
Wow.
And he turned 89, so.
Wow.
Oh, God bless him. That's awesome.
Happy birthday to your daddy.
Thanks, birthday, everybody.
I'd love for all of us to live that long.
Okay, now y'all ready to talk about the race, right?
No, I'm sorry, but
if you can hold
we were
with
setting
us for
up.
Just a
I don't
few minutes,
know if you were
Mary
listening.
David.
Oh.
Okay, we're with you.
Okay, thank you so much. We're going to play a clip that Paul put together.
Okay.
This is from last year's show with Ron, and Paul puts this together. It's my first time hearing it. It will be Louie's first time hearing it as well. So Paul's the only one that's heard this so far. But we're going to play this clip of Ron last year saying happy birthday to Louie. And I'm not sure what all is involved here, but we're going to play it and find out. So here we go.
Hello, everyone, and everyone that's in the chat room, and everyone that's listening somewhere else on the Internet, welcome to Manic Monday. Tonight, Michelle Costa is flying back from Vegas, and she won't be able to be here tonight, but I am going to do a show anyway without her. It's going to be sad. I hate when she's not around on Mondays because we always have something to talk about. Well, I'm so glad y'all are here tonight. I'm going to bring Sherry Garcia up. She's part of my team now. As some of you know, I put together a little team of people that help me. Paul's on it. Christina, when she's available, she's always part of it. Anybody that you know really wants to help me at times, it's more of a team effort. And Sherry, welcome to the show.
Hello, Ron.
But how are you doing? You had a good weekend?
I had an okay weekend. I'm doing okay. So.
Right. You know, and Sherry's sitting in with me tonight. Like I said, Michelle ain't able to. And I kind of contacted everyone. And Sherry graciously said, but you guys can call in too. Yeah, I was going to, but we'll talk Vegas. We talked about it last night, and if you guys missed this, it's only a 30-minute podcast last night, but you hear the story Louie told about what he did. It's actually, I'm hoping they filmed this, or they should have filmed it, because it was actually on the feeds, but Louie did some funny stuff Saturday nights, and you guys can see it. Oh, speaking of Louie, if you haven't, or if you haven't done it yet, don't forget to wish him a happy birthday. His total dumb self, myself, totally forgot to wish him a happy birthday last night when he called in. You know that, Jerry? I totally forgot.
Was his birthday yesterday or today?
It was today, but I meant to do it last night when he called in.
Oh, no.
You know what I mean? And I knew something was, I was going to do something. So anyways, let me play him. Louie, I know you listen once in a while, and I know he's traveling too. But here you go. This is your little birthday song for me. Thank you.
New Year. They say it's your birthday. We're gonna have a good time. I'm glad it's your birthday. Happy birthday to you.
Well, happy birthday, Louie. And make sure you guys tweet him or Facebook him a happy birthday.
Happy birthday to lovable Louie.
Yes. Did you watch any of the feats this weekend from Vegas?
I did. They were great. I had an enjoyable time watching those.
Actually, I thought Michelle might win this thing. And I wanted her to win. And
that would have been great.
Yeah, but she did knock out Louie, and I thought that was kind of funny that we, you know, the Rad Reality Show guy knocked out the other reality star, other person from the show.
The Rad team was in there for a long time.
No, Louie wasn't. Louie got knocked out by Michelle. But Michelle was, you know, so I do have to say that's cool.
I love Ron's little laugh when he said, yeah, Michelle knocked out Louie.
That's awesome.
So we'll say that little song was also for everybody else's birthday as well, but it was just nice hearing that from last year, and I thought maybe you had not had the opportunity to listen to that from last year, so that was for your little present from me to you.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
You're welcome, welcome, welcome.
So now, what did you think about tonight's show?
It's been better than the last. It was twists and turns everywhere. It was pretty. That was pretty cool, man. I couldn't have picked Amani and Marcus. I thought they were done. You know, the way they were playing up them being sleeping in the hotel, I mean, in the airport and everything. And but it just, near the end, it just went back and forth.
You know.
I mean, and then near the end, then I thought Jeremy and Sandy were going to be gone. You know, it was crazy.
There were so many twists and turns tonight. People were getting lost. People were, it was crazy. You know. There was a few people who got lost and had to find their way back. There were people who got U-turned.
I know, those double U-turns are like making me go crazy. It's ridiculous. Well, I'm so glad I'm not on these new seasons.
Oh my gosh.
I'd be so mad if somebody double U-turned me and I had to do the other task. I'd have been, oh my gosh.
Now,
I'd been mad.
Would you hold a grudge or be as angry for the first U-turn? Because it really didn't.
Oh yeah, you're gonna be angry.
I wanted to. What was it called?
You just wanted to.
I wanted to yield, Peter and Sarah, and David wouldn't let me. So it's not like I'm just saying, if it was me, I'd be mad. Yes, I would.
Okay.
I'd U-turn them next time.
All right, before we jump ahead in that portion of the show, I got to ask you, racers, those instructions about the flights just had me all confused. So the instructions say something about if you find you get
a better way. That's what it's saying. So
all right,
you can get any flight you want. They normally don't give you that option a lot in a race.
David, what do you get? Or any of the three of you, what do you get as far as tickets? Do you get a ticket? Do you get money? I mean, how did they have so many choices?
I would have went and bought, probably if I got laid off early, we would have went ahead and bought them one flight, and we would have went and found the internet and got another flight and bought them their credit cards. You know, the camera guy and sound guy, they take care of tickets. And according to the rules, you can buy a ticket and buy another one as long as you can return the ticket, you know. And they always take care of that. Basically, you ain't really got to worry about it. So why would not anybody check for a better flight? I can't understand.
Right. And then I have to say, what, for one of the first times, I gave Lawrence some props for what he did as far as flying into London, and they got there so much earlier than everybody else. I think that's where they went.
Oh, yes.
But I am still, this part of the Amazing Race still irritates me, and I'm sure it frustrates the racers too. But to get there so far in advance and come up to the door and see that it's not till 7:30 in the morning that you can continue in your race, and you've done all these special things to get there so much earlier than everybody, and then you get that crap.
It evens the playing field back up, and that happens
that
so often.
Race. Yeah, that's the race.
But still, they take a huge chance going to London, you know, and I think that's actually a move that maybe production didn't even know that they would do.
Because London is a big internet. I mean, it's big time. And even if you could get there and get another flight, you know, it would be taking a chance.
So I
like
the props on that, but buddy, getting eliminated.
I thought it was cool that they did that, but I mean, it was just, and them getting in there first, I thought they were going to stay in front the whole race after that, but that didn't happen, obviously.
I tell you who's surprising me a whole lot is Bill and Kathy.
Oh, my God,
yeah.
I believe they could be the oldest couple to win the race.
It's possible.
They don't really make mistakes.
No. Other than the first show when they messed up, I mean.
Yeah.
Other than that show, they haven't made a mistake, no. They are in unbelievable shape for their age. I mean, they're playing a hell of a game.
And they
I like
never,
them a lot.
They never get too frustrated. They work like a well-oiled machine. I mean,
yes.
It's like slow and steady wins the race, you know?
Yeah.
That's what I see it.
All right, so they get to, as Zach pronounced it, Copenhagen, or whatever he tried to say. And that tower, I forget what the name of that tower is.
Oh, yeah. Bless his heart.
Pick it up from that point, Lou. You're always good at getting them in order.
Well, all right. What happened was obviously they had to fly 5,000 miles from Africa to Denmark, all right? And obviously Lawrence and Zach got there first because they took a different flight, different from everybody else. They took a risk, and it paid off for them. Once they got there, they would get in a car, Mark's car, and drive to the bell tower for their next clue. So when they all get there, the tower doesn't open until 7:30 in the morning. And I know that frustrates you, Paul. Everybody, now everybody's caught up again. You know? So everybody but Marcus and Armani. Those two decided that they were going to take a nap and wait till the next flight where they thought everybody was going to get on. Why they thought that, I have no idea. Only they can answer it. Because nobody else thought that way.
What a rude awakening when they wake up in the morning and see that they're the only people there. I mean, that was.
I mean, that's got to be like they must have been shitting their pants, for lack of a better word. You saw Marcus in the car when he's like, they were behind. He was just so frustrated with himself, and I understand that, you know.
But how 400 steps up that tower? I mean, that had been tiring in itself, but what a view, huh?
Oh, my God, what a gorgeous view. I mean, unbelievable. I remember just climbing 130 steps in Malaysia, and that was hell. But, I mean, plus that was in 100-degree heat and carrying those incense. But they had to climb up the 400 steps of the bell tower once it opened up, and they had to look for two banners, which read Frederick Borg Slot. Slot is a castle, and that was NX clue. And once they got to the castle, their next thing was a roadblock.
Yeah, but before that, we got to point out that that one clue of the name of the castle was on the roof of a building or roof. I'm sorry, I say roof here in Minnesota. People. John used to hit me all the time about that, too. But I hear my mother say that, and I don't know if it's a Minnesota thing or not. But at any rate, so these guys on top of the roof are folding up and unfolding this big name over and over again. It's so damn obvious. And Jeremy and Sandy don't use that clue, and they actually decide and pick the wrong castle.
They did.
Like, whoa.
How
did they miss that big-ass clue? And they just discounted it or what? I have no idea, but it was another stupid move on their part. I'm sorry.
It was really, really bad move on Jeremy and Sandy's part at that point. I mean, they were rushing too much. And she actually got on my nerves in the taxi. Huh? What? Huh? I'm like, oh, my God. He's got to be driving. That had to drive him up a wall.
It was
driving me up a wall.
Yeah.
You know, how many times did she say that?
Oh, my God. It got four or five times.
I know. It was like, gosh, I wanted to, like, crawl in the back seat with her and smack her.
So they get to the roadblock, right, in this castle, and they had to perform this dance that dates back to the times of the Renaissance, all right? They had to do three different types of this dance. So it was pretty, like, it was funny, but, you know, people pretty much got through it, listened, and paid attention, but Zach had a lot of problems with it. I mean, he... They can't call him Twinkle Toes Zach, that's for sure. I don't think we'll see him on Dancing with the Stars.
No.
But,
just to teach him how to dance.
He could dance better than I could any day. I'd never learned that dance.
And putting it in perspective, they showed up first, I believe, and his dad, Lawrence, was the one that decided Zach would do it. So that was certainly a mistake.
But I'm not a big fan of Lawrence's. I like Zach, but not Lawrence. But, and again, he might be an unbelievably great guy other than the show. But for him to make the comment to his son, oh, I could have did that faster, you know, at the end. I mean, that kind of pisses me off. You know?
Well, I think he was trying to say, Louis, and if I heard it wrong, I apologize, but it sounded like he was mellowing out a little bit more, and it sounded like he was saying, you know, it was my decision to have you do it. I probably should have done it, and I could have done it faster, so I'm sorry, that was my fault. That's kind of how I heard him talk on tonight's show.
He did talk throughout the show in a better tone than past episodes. But just because of his history up to that point, that's where, you know, you interpreted it that way. I interpreted it the other way. So, I mean, I would like to believe your way, because I would hope so, that he, you know, he humbled himself a little bit. But.
All right. Now, I need to bring up, and I don't know at any time what is the appropriate time in the timeline to mention it, but I loved the little conversation that Cindy was having with Bill as they were watching their significant others dancing. And Cindy asked Bill how they met or when they met. Did you catch that part?
I did. Oh, my gosh.
Cute that Bill and Kathy met when they were 12 and 13 years
12
old.
12 and 13 years old.
In middle school.
He's cute.
Can you believe that?
8 years.
And,
a lot of years with somebody.
And then the little funny part was Cindy going, yeah, we met in a bar over shots.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Bless her heart.
New child all the time.
Quite a contrast there.
Where did Mary and David meet? Have we ever heard that? I haven't.
Yes, it's all over.
Mary had just got out of college. David had just got out of the Army. We both decided to work at McDonald's. We met at McDonald's. I was drive-thru. He was a cook. There was this guy there. And he kept telling me that David wanted to go out with me, and I honestly thought, this is what I said on the Rosie show, that he's too good for me. You know, I thought this guy was joking around with me, you know? And I'm sitting there, and it's weeks, and he's like, he really wants to go. I said, shut up, Rodney. I'm sick of being picked on by you. If he wanted to ask me out, he would have asked me out, because I honestly thought that he was just doing this to mess with me. And then we went on this big group date with, like, 8 or 10 of us. And we went bowling, and it was our first group date. It was cool as it could be, because he goes down to throw the ball down the aisle, and he goes with the ball, and I'm just laughing my head off. And he did it on purpose. It was just awesome. And that's
awesome.
What we met.
That's
a great
so
story.
Cute.
You got to get somebody's attention. You got to do something.
He was great.
That's really cute.
Well,
so now every time you see the arches, you think about how you met, huh?
I think about a Big Mac.
But with me, it shows that opportunity is everywhere.
That's right.
You know, you don't have to be a big old lawyer or a doctor to find somebody. You could just work at McDonald's and find the person of your dreams.
That's exactly right.
Absolutely. Doesn't matter where. That right person comes along, it's all good.
Oh, well, yeah, because my dad, he made me work at McDonald's because I wanted to come straight out in the military and get my mining card because, you know, where we live, if you ain't a coal miner, you're nothing really unless you're a doctor or lawyer. That's all we got, coal miner.
How long were you in the Army, David?
I just done my little term and ended up getting out.
Okay, I was 3-year enlistment. You?
3, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
I spent 3 years.
Anyway,
okay, so where were we?
Okay, so we was at their little chat about the, it was funny as it could be. It really was.
So at the dance, Ernie finished first.
Yep.
Then Kathy... Bill said, I mean, she was going to nail it, and whether it was editing or not, she definitely
nailed it. Yeah.
And then...
Andy and Tommy went out third.
Yep.
And they showed Armani and Marcus at that point being so totally lost.
Oh, my God. In the car.
Yes.
And he says, Marcus is quoted, and this has got to be something you cannot do on the race. Marcus was quoted... I don't like asking for directions. What the freak?
Well, I don't either. I've been on two races, and I hate doing it. Because there's a lot to it that people don't know about.
Sure.
Every time we said hi to somebody,
if you said hi, they'd start. I mean, when you first start the race, you're like, hi. Can we go this way? You know where to go? And then anybody you talk to, you got to get a written permission slip.
In case they decide to put them on TV.
And if they speak another language, it might take them 5 minutes to tell them yes or no or figure out what each other's saying or get an interpreter.
So
but they're
going to
get a slip. You know what I mean? You learn real fast. Don't ask directions unless you have to. I mean, you really.
Wow.
That's why we just grabbed somebody and took them with us.
That way they can sign
the
slip.
They're
going to
sign
in
the slip
truck
in the truck on the way.
So. They had these cars provided for them, so they didn't have to do taxis there. But I'm thinking in my head, I hope they don't drive so far they run out of gas, you know. But I mean, he got out and stood in the middle of that freaking highway.
God, that was ridiculous, wasn't it? Who's gonna be that stupid to stand in the middle of a highway with those big old trucks coming by? He could have gotten lost.
Oh, no.
Now, I have to make a little comment here back to the dance and watching Zach and how he struggled. When he got to that third dance, I'm sorry, but he screwed that up. I think they were just feeling so sorry for him. They said, yeah, that's good enough. Go.
Me too. He still didn't have his steps down.
Yeah, I don't know about that. I mean...
He had him down, but he was real slow. He just didn't know how to dance, and you could tell it.
Yeah.
So he might have felt sorry for him and be like, his boy can't dance. He done the best he could.
That's why I think he'll be on Dancing with the Stars so they could teach him how to dance.
And then, of course, we wrapped it up with Jeremy and Sandy. But, you know, Jeremy and Sandy had to, because they didn't find the castle, they ended up going back up that damn tower. They get up there, and apparently they had like an hour and a half lead over Imani and Marcus, and all of a sudden they see them also up in the tower. I mean, how you get that lost.
Just like that. new story, whole new game.
Yeah,
I tell you what, that Marcus and Imani must have been so excited when they saw Jeremy and Sandy. I mean, I know I would have been.
Oh, yeah.
You saw Imani's face when she saw her. She's like she saw a ghost. It was pretty cool.
I mean, I would have felt I was out of it and dead too. You know, like Imani said. They both said something about we're dead in this race, but that was amazing that they caught up.
It was incredible.
So then after they do the dance, Louis pick it up the detour, I think, huh?
Yeah. All right. So they had to go to Freeland Museet for the next clue, which is a detour, and that detour was life on the farm. They either had to do all hopped up. Or all turned out. All hopped up. They had to set up an obstacle course for a rabbit to jump everyone cleanly. Or they had to do all turned out, and they had to make six 1-pound pieces of butter. I think they were 1 pound at least. Most people did the turned out. But when we watch it, and I'm sure you people agree, those who did do the all hopped up, that looked so much easier.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you agree?
I agree too, Louis. And I'm glad at least somebody had to do it, because it would have been, I always like to see which one went faster. And if you had a good rabbit, those little things jumped over awfully quick. But I liked Ernie and Cindy showed up first, and they both said, after our issue with the goats, you know, a couple legs before, we decided no more animals.
Yep.
I think most people on the race are afraid of all the animals that they have to deal with. You know, a lot of the animals have caused them so much grief,
yeah,
and they've gotten...
another team came up, and they said, you never know how an animal's going to be.
Right.
True. Some of them will turn on you, and some of them just be very stubborn.
Yeah.
Speckles
was
awesome.
So you can show your own face. Yeah, Speckles was awesome. I think Speckles was the star of the show.
Yep. I wrote down in my notes, Speckles did him right.
Yeah.
Who named that? Was that Marcus or Bill?
It was Bill who named
Bill and Kathy.
Yeah. Yeah. And then I think it was Marcus and Imani ended up getting them too.
Yeah, they picked Speckles
just
too.
Anyway, we do have a bunny in our chat room, so this is very appropriate to be talking about it. Hey, bunny?
So at that point, once they finished, either all hopped up or all turned out, they had to go on foot to Karlstrup Windmill. And there they found that there was a double U-turn. Well, Ernie and Cindy get there first, and they decide that they're going to U-turn Bill and Kathy. Strategically, I think it's a great move. I mean, they've been so close to coming in first so many times that they got screwed over. I think it was a good move on their part. I don't see any harm or foul with it, because Bill and Kathy just came right back, and they U-turned Lawrence and Zach. And, they both had to do both parts of the detour. What do you think of that? I mean, David and Mary, what do you guys think of that? The whole
David
U-turning?
And Mary,
if they was going to U-turn anybody, even though they knew Bill and him was behind them, I would have wanted to do Andy and
the snowboarders
because
came in first, five legs.
If I was going to play the game, I would have wanted to get the best out or make them. You know what I mean? I would be like, daggone, last week I lost a snowboarder. I can't lose to Bill. You know what I mean? I can't lose a running contest again. I would have at least wanted to do somebody good.
Yeah.
Because like in my season, James and Tyler, you might not know it on TV, but daggone them boys could do anything. They could climb a straight up wall with nothing, upside down. You know what I mean? There ain't nothing they couldn't done. And these snowboarders remind me of
that. Yeah, they're like the hippies.
Like BJ and hippies, BJ and Tyler, the hippies. I know BJ. You look at him and, nah, that boy can't do nothing. He can do anything. He probably ain't nothing he ain't done. Know where he ain't been, you know what I mean? The snowboarders are that type.
Yeah.
They're like Spider-Man, huh?
If you've watched a show and you've been on a show or whatever, you know this is a team. You better get out any chance you can or they're going to win.
I agree. They're unbelievable.
Yeah, I like them, though.
What? And you probably could get away with doing that to Andy and Tommy without, and you could justify it saying, hey, you guys have won so many and we wanted to win one. But I don't think Bill and Kathy, I may be wrong, but I don't think they'll hold it against Ernie and Cindy. I mean.
I think
they will. Oh, well, they might not act like they do, but
yeah,
they will,
yeah.
Okay?
They will.
Yeah, they will.
If they had a chance to U-turn them, they'd do it in a heartbeat just for spite.
Right, Louie?
I wouldn't blame
you've been on a show. You would hold it against them, wouldn't you?
My season, me and Mike U-turned Joe and Heidi. And Joe, if you watch the outtakes from Elimination Station,
ooh.
Joe MF'd me and Mike so much. He was so mad. He kept hoping that we were going to be the next team eliminated,
Yeah.
And right down to the end,
that way.
Finished. And we were sitting there at the end of the show. We were having one last little party, everybody together. And everybody was signing their names on little flyer type thing.
Yeah.
And Joe, I go, come on, Joe. No hard feelings, man. You know, sign it. So he wrote Joe U-turn, you know? So.
Oh, my word.
I mean, not be best friends today, but still, it's in your head.
I happened to see Heidi at an event, and she came out to the East Coast, and I saw her there, and she's like, I can't, she goes, I was torturing her the whole time. I was like, I would get in pictures with her, and I go, oh, I hope Joe sees these, and stuff like that. But she's like, she had no hot feelings, you know? But I asked her, I said, how was it watching that episode? She goes, oh, my kids were crying.
Aww.
You know? So, I feel bad for the kids, but the kids might get older and they might come looking for me or something. I don't know.
I think in the race, it's tit for tat, you know, an eye for an eye. If somebody does you wrong, of course, you're going to want to do them wrong. That's in the race.
Yeah.
But in real life, you realize these people aren't the same as they were. They were very competitive. They're just as normal as we are.
And you hope there's more people like that race with you.
I do see in our chat room, Boom Boom Room Ben, who went down to Virginia for that event, talked to other amazing racers and that attended the event, and they all take those U-turns personal. So I guess that's the perspective I'm missing, not having, you know, been on the show, but...
The way I see it is if I U-turn somebody, it's game. You know?
Part of the game. Absolutely,
not,
I agree with you.
Honest to goodness, yes, it is for $1 million, but this race can give you so much more than $1 million could ever give you.
No,
we've just met a lot of people. We know people that it's really offended. I mean, we know people that's from Survivor that's got mad over people. You know what I mean?
Right.
Know it really offends people.
David, I think what Ben in the chat room was talking about is while you're in the race, you take it personal.
Oh, yes. Yes, you do.
Yeah.
I would. I wouldn't blame nobody else.
And 80% of them take it personal after.
Somebody yielded me or U-turned me, I would for sure make sure I get ahead of them next time to U-turn them.
I wouldn't take it personal.
Teach them a lesson. I wouldn't.
I wouldn't
like
take
that.
It personal.
In Vietnam, I so badly wanted to U-turn, what did we yield, Peter and Sarah, because I just didn't like them as people. Didn't like them on the race. They were very competitive. They got all the advantages on the airplane. You know, that's only in the race. In real life, those are awesome people, I promise anybody. But on the race, I just didn't like them. It'd been a smart move to U-turn, to yield them. And we get there on the mat first above any team. We never hardly ever come first. And we did. And I sit there and I say, I choose. And David says, we choose not to U-turn. I wanted to U-turn Peter and Sarah. I was so mad at
you. Yield them.
And they gave me the worst edit.
Okay, get over it.
Did y'all notice at the beginning of the show? At the beginning of the show tonight, Lawrence and Zach said of their using their U-turn last week, which was really a stupid move because they used it after the team was ahead of them. But he said if it comes back to bite us, it does, and if it doesn't, we're very blessed.
Yeah.
So after they started heading, after all the U-turns and they were on their way to the the next stop was when Lawrence and Zach also ended up getting lost and then getting in traffic. And the shots of the traffic they were in just drove me nuts. I felt so frustrated because there's not a damn thing you can do. And it looks like they started driving down the shoulder. Could they have gotten in trouble for doing that?
They're supposed to.
They could have.
You're supposed to follow the regulations.
All country rules.
Country rules. So, I mean, yeah, if they got pulled over by a cop, yeah, they could have gotten a, you know, ticket and a whatever, but for whatever reason, they got away with it, you know? So.
But getting lost is a scary thing on the race.
Oh, my God, it's awful.
Did you get lost?
Oh, yeah.
Gosh, we got lost for like 2 or 3 hours.
In Argentina, we got sent, like they told us, it was 20 kilometers. So we're driving.
Yeah, and we didn't know kilometers.
Driving 20 kilometers.
I was 15 kilometers, Louis. We drove for 3 miles on 15 kilometers. Stupidness.
It was stupidness,
Dave.
Every time we stop and ask somebody, say, yeah, go that way, and point straight down the road. And we listened to that for 3 hours because we didn't know kilometers.
It's really scary being lost. I know what Zach and Lawrence went through. You're lost, and you go way out of your way, and you know you have to go back, but you don't know where you are. And I just felt so sorry for them.
The worst feeling.
Hey, we didn't talk to you last week, Mary, but how about the previous episode when, what was her name? Jessica? No. Was it Jessica? They got eliminated, the brother and sister?
Yeah.
Oh.
Justin and Jennifer.
Oh, I felt so bad for her, but I also felt like, why are you standing there? Get back to where you were last
time. Yeah. I mean, I thought... Gosh, because I don't judge anybody on the race. Honest to goodness, throw somebody in the middle of China and say, go. That's what they do. You don't understand until you're there, guys. And I'd be like, would there be any reason I would stay there for what looked like 3-4 hours just standing in the same spot when you know how to go right back and get the clue?
The only thing, and I brought this up with Louie, the only thing I thought maybe... As often happens, you're hoping to see another racer.
But you're going to wait for that long. She thought she was so far ahead. I could see it happening that she thought she was so far ahead of that team that they would be there eventually and she could just follow them. And then she just lost time because a lot of times, you know, especially the women, they don't have watches. They have no clue how long they stand there. Or do something. Yeah. I mean, seriously.
You're being biased, David. That's ridiculous.
I ain't.
Yes, you are.
I've never seen, I mean, if you got a female team, I'm sure one of them's got a clock or watch, but most time they don't. So, I mean, I could see her. I really could see her thinking she was that far ahead of another team. And she didn't have a watch, so she was just trying to tell time until the sun went down.
Hey, I have to check here real quick. I'm kind of worried. Cherry, are you still on the line?
I'm here.
Yeah.
We had had a conversation one time when we were on the phone that sometimes it cuts out, and I'm thinking back to the Ron days when all of a sudden he was not there anymore. People were asking where you were in the chat room. Hey, Cherry, why don't you take this opportunity to quickly tell people while they're listening about the change in time for tomorrow in case people didn't know.
Manic Monday tomorrow will be 1 hour late. It will start at 8 p.m. Eastern time, not 7 p.m. Again, Manic Monday will be at 8 p.m. Eastern, not 7 p.m. So join us for Manic Monday, 8 p.m. Eastern.
Riddle number two.
Yes, we will have the second clue or riddle from the big BB fortune teller or Madam Crystal Broella. So be in the chat room for riddle number two of our game. And we'll try to figure out where this is leading. I'm not sure where we're going to, but the riddles are tough.
Yeah, they are.
We'll get riddle number two tomorrow in the chat room, 8 p.m. Eastern.
Well, guys, we got to get ready to go. Got this two-year-old wide awake.
Aww.
But you know what scares me to death is I am so glad I was on season 10 and 11 and not next week. Could you say they got to get in a bikini?
I did.
I would have thrown a fit on Bertram. I'd have been so mad.
They have
so embarrassed, you know.
They have to
you
spin
only
and they have to
before.
Pose.
Well, Mary, you would have been so sexy in a bikini. Not
oh, my gosh, Louie. I'd have been so mad at Bertram. He wouldn't want to ever see my face again. I'd be so mad at him.
Understand the women, but did you see what the guys had to wear? That was pretty bad, too. Come on.
Yeah, but that ain't what, you know, yeah.
Whoopie-doo, I would have put a sock down there. That'd have been nothing for a guy.
Yeah, well, I would have been so
mad. Who cares
mad.
What you look like, just as long as you look good.
I would have done it just to, oh, my gosh, I think I would have punched Bertram or
yeah,
something.
Mary would have died.
I'd have been so mad.
She probably wouldn't have done it.
I'd have done it, and I'd have been so mad at him, I'd hate him forever.
She wouldn't have done it.
I couldn't imagine having to put on a bikini on Amazing Race in front of the world to see. I agree with you, Mary. I would have been...
Yeah, I would have died.
Horrified.
I'm sorry for them, Nick.
I got to say, though, I can't remember how old Bill and Kathy are, but she actually looked pretty good.
Well, I'm telling you, I'd climbed the Great Wall of China 10 times before I got in a bikini in front of TV. Crap, no.
But now, Bill and Kathy, they really remind me a lot of Terry and Ian.
Yeah.
As
they're make
really,
it three,
oh,
no
yeah,
doubt.
They could actually win this.
Yeah.
They don't make that in the last
like
3 or 4 weeks.
On me.
In the last 3 or 4 weeks, they done traveling before to where they know to stick together. They've been married so long. They're just they know one another, and it's like one.
They're like peanut butter and jelly.
Yeah, and you know they're slow.
Let's call the final three right now, people. I don't know in any particular
okay,
order.
Okay, you call it, and then I'll call it, and then
Bill
he'll
and Kathy,
call it.
Ernie and Cindy, Andy and Tommy.
Bill, Kathy, Ernie, and Cindy. Who else did you say?
The snowboarders, Andy and Tommy.
Okay, that's very smart.
Yeah, I ain't going to call Ernie and Kathy.
Ernie and Cindy?
Yeah, Ernie and Cindy. I'm going to go out on a limb because I really like Marcus.
I love Marcus, yeah.
And I'm hoping something goes wrong there toward the final, during the final four, and they jump ahead of Ernie and Cindy.
Yeah, I agree with that. I love Marcus and Imani.
Yeah, I think
you and
everybody.
Kathy sure got the edit to win it, buddy. But I love the snowboarders too.
Well, yeah, they're a team. You better get out. You better hope something goes wrong. Flatten their tire or something when they ain't looking. Steal their car keys. I beg Mary still. If she stole car keys in All Stars, we'd still be racing. And she
well,
wasn't
guys.
Steal keys.
David, Mary, I'm so glad that you came in and allowed us to wish you a happy birthday, and I'm so happy to have your input because it's always very interesting, and we get little new tidbits behind the scenes every time the permission slips was something totally new to me. So you guys have a great evening, and happy birthday to your entire family, I guess.
And thank you all very much. And, gosh, can't wait till next week. My gosh, I feel so sorry for him still. But I'll talk to you all later.
Mary and David, thank you so much for joining us. I'm glad that you saw my
message. Hi, Mary and David. Love you guys.
Okay.
Happy birthday.
Hang on. Hey, Louie's got to say party one more time.
I'm going to have a party in a couple of days.
See, I love an accent when he says party. Because to me, it's really like a party. You know, I love his accent. But he probably loves mine. But
whoa,
you're
the one with the accent here.
No. I love going up north or just listening to the accents. Because they can't understand me and I can't understand them. It's nice to be back on there again. But we got to go. It's baby's throwing a fit.
Y'all are invited anytime. Please join us anytime, sweetie.
Okay, anytime we get a 2-year-old calm, we might do that.
Okay.
Okay, and bye.
Bye-bye,
happy birthday.
All right, so let me finish up. What's
that,
bro? Well, I was just going to say I asked them who they were, what their final three was. Did you want to maybe pick your
Let me go ahead and finish up his.
Do that, yes. Thank you very much. Though I would like to see Amani and Marcus win, because I love them as a team, I think, oh, man, I'm going to go out on a limb here. I'm going to say Bill and Kathy pull it off and become the oldest team to ever win the Amazing Race. Andy and Tommy's going to be behind them. Marcus and Amani come in third.
Okay.
That's what I say.
Okay.
Marcus is fourth. So.
How about you, Cherry, anything?
No.
Okay.
No.
You're winding down to the end.
Yeah, they're winding down to the end. After the detour and the W turns and everything, they had to go to the pit stop. And the pit stop was on Habit Ship. And Ernie and Cindy get there first, and they both want a trip for two by Travelocity to the Fiji Islands. So that's a beautiful, beautiful prize they won there. And, I was happy for them to see them win a leg of the race, coming in, you know, second several times. Bill and Kathy came in second. They've been steady and strong. You got to love them. Andy and Tommy, nothing. You can't say anything else about them. They're unbelievable. And they're still at the top three, even though they kind of messed up a little bit here and there. But other than that, right in the top three. Amani and Marcus were a miracle that they came in fourth. Miracle. That they were able to catch up due to several, mistakes Jeremy and Sandy made, who came in fifth. Jeremy and Sandy, they just couldn't do anything right near the end. And then Lawrence and Zach, the same with them. Lawrence and Zach came in sixth. Lawrence and Zach, they got lost. I think they were saying 2 hours. Like, for 2 hours, they were lost. So that's a lot of time.
Amani and Marcus, with their flight at the beginning, Amani and Marcus getting lost, Amani and Marcus getting W-turned. I mean, holy crap, how did they end up coming in fourth? It just is a miracle.
It's incredible. But they didn't get U-turned. Amani and Marcus never got U-turned. They did was the rabbit.
That's right. They chose the rabbit.
Right. They chose it. Oh, my God, that helped them.
Yep.
Absolutely. Everybody, and I'm sure after when Lawrence and Zach and Ernie and Bill and Cassidy and Kathy, they probably said, "Oh, we should have did this first, anyways." You know. I'm sure if we talk to them today, they'd be like, "Oh my, I should have just did the rabbit." You know. So.
Yep.
Lawrence and Zach got eliminated, and so now we're down to five, and then there was five. So I actually remember saying that on this leg in a race to Mike, and now there's five. Now there's five, and it was a great feeling. I'm getting chills thinking about it right now. Actually,
Oh yeah. I did write this down as they were exit interviewing Lawrence and Zach. I just thought it was a really nice quote from a pretty nice young kid, Zach. And he said, "Some of the poorest people I've met around the world are the most generous and happy people."
And yep.
I like that quote from young Zach.
Yeah.
Give him
props. He's a good kid. He's definitely a good kid. I mean, it would be, you know, not for nothing, it would be kind of funny and ironic, and it wouldn't be a bad move on the people of Dancing with the Stars to grab him, you know, to do the show. Just saying.
That's funny because, I mean, especially when they showed the first clips of him doing the dance, and, I mean, he would, like, do these gigantic, huge steps to the right and to the left. I mean, it's just, yeah, he needs some work on his dance. So, yeah, I liked tonight's show, and I guess it was because there were so many that seemed to be out of it that ended up not getting kicked off, and then having a bad taste in my mouth from Lawrence the previous few shows, I was kind of pleased with, you know, their departure. I guess it's more that I didn't want some others to leave. So now, are we done from this point on?
I think we're done.
Is it safe to say from this point on in the race there will always be an elimination?
No. There's going to be another non.
Okay.
There's going to be one more non-elimination.
And they did not say where they were going next week. They just kind of showed clips. All I came up with was Arnold Schwarzenegger came from Austria. Could it be Austria? Because that's where he was doing his bodybuilding. I don't know.
Maybe.
Because I didn't hear them say what country they're going to next.
I actually missed the previews because I had DVR'd it, and so I didn't watch it right at 8 o'clock my time. So right at the end, it totally went past the time limit of the show, so I missed the previews.
Yeah, so, yeah, I did enjoy tonight's show, and another fantastic recap, Louis. You always get everything in a more understandable order for me.
Try my best, boy. Try my best. You do a fabulous job yourself, brother.
Well, what are your plans before you leave us? What are your plans for Tuesday? Anything big, or are you just going to let it slide by? And are you a birthday celebrator?
You know, my girlfriend, I think, is taking me out to dinner, and and we're just going to relax. I have Tuesday off from work. I don't have to work. So it's just going to be a relaxing day.
Well, that sounds like a pretty nice gift to me.
Yeah. And that's a great gift. Absolutely. So I appreciate all the early birthday wishes. They're very nice, very kind, and I love it. So, and thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Hello?
Okie doke.
Where'd Paul go?
I set the phone down so I could type.
Oh.
Sorry.
Well, I want to thank everybody for listening this evening. It was an amazing evening. Again, thank you, Mary and Dave, for calling in. You guys are awesome. Happy birthday. Sherry, you're a doll. I love you. Thank you so much for making all this happen. And you as well, Paul. You guys are a godsend. Carrying on the name of, you know, Ron Rad, in the most awesome, amazing way ever. So, and for making me part of this is an honor. So, thank you.
Same here.
Thank
You're
you
very
so much,
welcome.
Louis.
So, I love you guys, and have a great evening.
Thank you so much. You do the same, and happy birthday, babe. You
thank
take care
you,
and have a good one.
Thank you, baby. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, we're not done yet, everybody that's still listening. We've got a few little things to play. I've enjoyed in previous shows playing more of Ron's clips, and so I found a couple more. I just want to play this because I know Ron would have been so pumped about what the Bears did to the Lions today. I found this little clip from a year ago, and it was Ron after a really sweet win, and I'll just quickly play it. It's about a minute.
But my first song goes out to all those Minnesota Vikings fans up there in Minnesota, like Paul from Minnesota. Here's a little song for you guys. Just remember what it says.
Bear down.
Ride the Chicago Bears won over the Minnesota Vikings. And Paul, I wish you were here to hear me, but because I'm gonna try. I've been trying to figure out how much I'm excited that the Bears beat the Minnesota Vikings. And I probably next time he's on the air with me, I probably will give him a little ripping. But I'm not gonna overdo it. It's beginning of the season's just beginning still. It's the middle of the season, but it was great to see the Bears win.
That's it for that clip, Jerry. excuse me. Are you still here, Jerry?
I'm here.
Okay. So, did you want to, the other clip that I found was a surprise to me that HR had done a Toys for Tots promo last year, and I kind of edited it to be more generic so it wasn't talking about specifically last year's event. So, let me play Ron introducing the House Rodents clip for Toys for Tots.
What we're going to do right now is we're going to take another break. We're going to hear from our friendly rodents about a thing that's happening in the end of this month. So, or the beginning of next month. Here we go.
Was live free or die. The total badass is there.
Relax, squirrel. It's for the Big Brother Fan Club's annual Toys for Tots charity event.
I'm sorry, HR, but you don't exactly strike me as the charitable type.
Charity begins at home, squirrel.
Then why are we going to New Hampshire?
Because this woman was supposed to be there.
I knew it. There's always some ulterior motive with you, HR.
You want to guess what my motive for creating a crime scene will be, squirrel?
That's okay, HR. I have a pretty good idea.
I guess it's the first time for everything. Anyway, you'll like it, New Hampshire squirrel. There's plenty of nuts there.
Ooh, I wonder what nuts from New Hampshire taste like.
Jordan, I think he was referring to Big Brother fans.
HR, how can insulting potential guests possibly help a charity?
It doesn't help the charity, Jordan. It keeps the crowds down so we get more time with this woman. Maybe I should just leave you two at home.
No, HR, I wouldn't miss the opportunity to see you making a spectacle of yourself.
Fine. Join us, the Big Brother House Rodents, for the Big Brother Fan Club's annual Toys for Tots charity event Sunday, December 4th, New Hampshire, 2 to 7 p.m. You'll be helping out a great cause while meeting some of your favorite house guests.
And you'll also get to see a grown rat drooling on himself.
You know, squirrel, you look better with a chalk outline.
Paul?
Oops. I'm sorry. I had muted my phone. So how do you think that editing sounded?
Fine.
Oh, okay. Anything else we need to talk about, or?
I'm good.
All right. Me too. Terry?
Did you want to play the final clip that you had up on the switchboard? Or?
Oh, I thought we kind of talked ahead of time that, yeah, play that before the closing. You want me to start it then, or?
Go ahead.
Let's see. Okay. This was also from last year's Monday, November 15th show that I got the birthday wish from earlier. And here we go.
Okay, have I said to the people that just came into the room where Michelle is? Can you tell them where Michelle is?
Michelle is flying back from Vegas. So she couldn't be with us tonight, and I'm a bad replacement for Michelle, but Ron called me and asked me to call in, so I did, and y'all are stuck with me instead of Michelle. Ron has a little bit of a cold tonight, and he's asking me to kind of fill in a little bit. But he's doing great. He forgot to bring his water with him to his desk, but he's doing real good tonight. He hasn't coughed at all, so.
No, you're doing good. Hey, no, Cherry, you're doing a great job, actually. So, I am going to probably cut it short tonight. I wasn't planning on, but I see everyone's in the chat room. Oregon Beaver, Mr. No Pants, Puff Puff, Sue, Panther. So, thank you guys for stopping in. But I do want to say some other stuff real quick. Thank you for so many people that have helped with the show in the past. I appreciate each one and everything, and I really do appreciate it. I also want to say thank you to people like people don't even know they helped me. And they do stuff behind the scenes, and they're not doing it because they want to be recognized. But I was thinking about like today, Cowboy. You know, he's going through a lot of stuff, and he if you haven't seen, he got his kids, and when he's available, he usually calls in, and I was thinking about how much. We've had so many people that have been faithful callers to our show, Alan and Christina and Mandy and people that were around, you know, even before then, like Deb Cakes and you know, I know you guys, Paul, and there's so many people that have came and go, but I thank everyone that has stayed and been part of the show and still is part of the show and even some of them are still part of the show. I'm just saying, but you know, I want to say thank you to you guys and the reality people that you know I do this for you guys and I hope you guys enjoy it and I know you do and that's one reason you know. I can continue to do this because I do it for you guys. And Cherry, you got anything to add?
Well, we appreciate that you do it. That's why we're all here. Everybody comes to see what you're going to have for us the next day.
And this week, 10 o'clock Eastern Time, Thursday, and then Sunday again with Louie, and then Michelle will be back. So we'll see what happens. With some of the other shows around Thanksgiving. But we thank you, and I'm going to go ahead and close it off tonight. and I appreciate everyone. I appreciate everyone. But I'll see you tomorrow night. Bye-bye.
Those were definitely some happier days.
Yeah.
I'm going to close the show out now. Thank you all for joining us. Hope you had a great weekend. Kiss your loved ones and tell them you love them. And have a great week. Don't forget to say happy birthday to Louis. And come back tomorrow for Manic Monday at 8 p.m. Eastern. We'll have the second riddle to our game. We'll see you then. Thank you all. Good night.
Thank you, everyone. I'm signing off, too. I'm going to finish off the show with... Oh, man, what am I going to finish off with tonight? I've got lots of stuff I can finish off with tonight. But you know what I'm going to finish off with tonight? I'm going to do this one. Sweet dreams.